All right, joining us on KNBR 680, spring training baseball. Finally, we get to that first weekend. Nick Porcaro of the Arizona Republic. Nick, nice to see you. Spring training makes everybody feel good.
Great to see you, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, the weather in Arizona, just terrific, huh?
Yeah, you can't beat it. You really can't. We all wish it were March here forever.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Diamondbacks. And, you know, people ask me all the time, who's the favorite in the National League West? I say the Diamondbacks. You and I talked at the Arizona Fall League. You had some questions about the Diamondbacks. How do you feel about them now heading into spring training?
Well, I mean, I think they had a really good offseason. I mean, I think that they got better at just about, you know, everywhere that they wanted to get better. You know, they're a little tougher in the or a little stronger in the rotation. They're a little deeper in the bullpen. You know, they added another good hitter in Jason Kubel. You know, and they brought just about everybody back from that club that won 94 games last year. So, look, I mean, you can play those, you know, the questions about individual players and will they repeat, you know, or you know, are they for real with a lot of guys on this roster. And believe me, I do that sort of stuff all the time. But you can do that with any team, I think. You know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure we can get into specifics here, but there's a lot of guys that had really good seasons last year, and you kind of wonder if they're going to be able to repeat it.
Well, that's a story about being consistent in baseball. I say with the Giants pitching, you can almost write down the innings that the pitchers will pitch. On the offense, I'm not sure I can tell you what the offense will do. Sort of the same thing with the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, I mean, I think... I guess it's just a matter of the quality of those innings. You know, I mean, is Ian Kennedy going to be a top five Cy Young candidate again? I think you do it once. You know, people want to see you do it again before they believe it's going to happen year after year. You know, Josh Colemanter had a heck of a season. You know, I think he had a 3.3-something ERA. Really came out of nowhere, and you know, people didn't believe that it was going to continue to happen last season, and people are still saying they don't believe it's going to happen again this season. So, you know, I think those are two huge question marks. I imagine you and your listeners are a little more familiar with Trevor Cahill maybe than I am, but it sounded like, you know, he had some issues with his command last season, and I don't know. I mean, he's thrown bullpens and live batting practice, and, you know, guys come out of the cage, you know, speaking highly of the quality of the stuff, but, you know, we really don't know much until we get into the year.
Nick Porcaro with us, Arizona Republic, spring training baseball. What's the state of the franchise right now? And, of course, I know they've struggled to sell tickets, and we've chatted about this before. Is the franchise on the way back?
Seems like it. I mean, you know, the season ticket renewals are at a pretty good clip, it sounds like. They sold a whole lot of new packages after the playoff run. You know, they put themselves in a spot where they're going to have to win and probably, you know, get off to a good start and draw a lot of fans because of, where they put the payroll. I think they went into the offseason expecting to be somewhere in the $65 million, $70 million range. They wound up real close to $80 million. So, you know, I think that they're going to have to, you know, like I said, win and draw some fans to break even financially there.
Interesting here, sitting in the dugout with Nick Porcaro talking some baseball with him. Kirk Gibson walked by, the manager of the Diamondbacks. And of course, you know, you have that image of Kirk Gibson, the rough, tough guy and no messing around. And he was pointing at you, making faces, teasing you. Has he changed at all?
Well, I never really knew him in any other capacity besides as a coach. I never covered him as a player. But, you know, he was a bench coach here, and he was always that kind of quirky, fun-loving guy. I think that, you know, we see a lot of that at times. You know, we see a lot of the fiery side, too, and just in terms of, you know, he doesn't take a lot of crap from, you know, from his players, from reporters asking questions. I mean, there's a way that he wants to do things, and there's no way that, you know, he's not going to allow you to dictate that. You know, I mean, if he doesn't want to answer a question, he's not going to answer it. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, we have a lot of fun back and forth. I enjoy covering him. I'm not sure that he would really say the same about all of us, but I do think that he's come to kind of somewhat enjoy the interactions and the tete-a-tetes with reporters.
Of course, spring training, everybody feels good because they haven't played a game yet. That counts. Let's put it that way. Nick, Jason Kubel. I know the Giants we talked about it and thought, boy, that would be a nice addition for them. In the outfield, they went for Melky Cabrera and Angel Pagan. But how does Jason Kubel fit into this team? Because for Minnesota, really, he was a DH. Now, this is the National League.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of questions about the defense. You know, and I think most of those questions stem from the fact that he's replacing a guy in Gerardo Parra in left field who won a Gold Glove last year. Parra's going to get bumped into a fourth outfielder role, and I'm sure he'll get plenty of at-bats. Gibson's very good about using his bench players, but there's going to be a lot of focus on Kubel because he's going to have to hit enough to offset the, you know, difference in defensive quality, you know, that there is between those guys. So I think he's probably going to put up pretty good numbers offensively. He seemed to hit real well outside of target field. You know, the last couple of seasons, he was a very good hitter at the Metrodome. And I think that you get him in a good ballpark like Chase Field, he could put up some pretty big numbers.
Boy, I'm looking forward to the Diamondbacks and Giants. I really am, not only in spring training, but during the season as well. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I think this whole division, I mean, you know, the NL West, I mean, it's always crazy. You think you've got it figured out and you never do. I mean, who had the Padres winning 90 games? I didn't have the Giants winning the World Series. You know, there's just craziness every year, it seems like.
All right, Nick, nice to have you with us. Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republic. Nick, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.